Mama says you ego when you're not feeling yourself. Here's tugging on your conscience when you're feeling someone else. You may see that she's beneath you when you're feeling 10 feet tall. But the one you treat like dirt is there to catch you when you fall.
Ragamuffin Radio presents Paul Arnfield and the Four Good Reasons. Paul and the band opened the main acoustic stage on Friday at Glastonbury 2004. Their roots lay deep in the landscape of music that thrives on my diamond Isle of Wight, home to the Bees, Drew, and more talented musicians than you could throw a stick at. This Ragamuffin features Paul Arnfield's CD, Songs Without Words, and his collaborations with Adam Kirk. Adam is an Islander whose CV includes guitarist Joan Baez, Danita Takaram, and Sinead Lahan. We also feature Paul's stunning Jacques Brel song, How Can It Be That a Man Gets Bored? Paul's version has a rightful place on the Brel tribute album Next. It's alongside those of David Bowie, Scott Walker, and Nina Simone. The Four Good Reasons are a treasure house of musical talent in their own right. Jake Rodriguez gave the dying George Harrison ukulele lessons. JC Grimshaw is a walking, talking Buena Vista Social Club string man. Trevor Smith, a classically trained percussionist who's toured with Mark King and Nick Hayward. And last but not least, Grayson Hammond and Keys, Barclay Mackay. His ongoing CV includes tours in the Pretty Things and working with John Langford's Chicago projects, including the stonking Waco Brothers. Don't let it take my word for it. Listen to Paul and the Four Good Reasons and Adam Kirk here. Then save yourself a patch of grass under the acoustic stage at Glastonbury. First thing on Friday.
If hunger makes you feast so much, that feasting makes you fast. And every cigarette you smoke, you swear will be your last. If your blessings are a burden, if you pray for peace of mind, let your angels walk before you, let the devil drag behind. Is it a blessing or a burden that your conscience decides? When there's a devil on your back, but an angel by your side. The devil on your back, but an angel by your side. Surrounded by words, my pillow bursting with the wings of birds. When I awoke, they'd all taken flight like so many dreams that turn in the night. They were lost to the light. I knew a man with a devilish laugh, like rolling stock on a railroad track. That hacking cough was the cancer's bite, like so many flames that burn too bright. He was lost to the light. Well, the light takes only the brightest things, things that only the darkness brings. The darkest star is brighter than the sun. Time, I never thought that she'd be mine. We made love one perfect night. When I awoke, she was nowhere in sight. She was lost to the light. I fell asleep surrounded by words, my pillow bursting with the wings of birds. When I awoke, they had all taken flight, like so many dreams that turn in the night. They were lost to the light.
Source of the fountain of youth, and that's where I'll be gone. This next song we're going to hear is by Jacques Brel, who I don't want to brag, but you know, I think he's the greatest singer-songwriter I've ever lived. Those of you who don't know who he is, and unfortunately everybody who knows him is probably sick to death of his name, but he's a Belgian singer-songwriter who was very famous in Paris, in France in the 60s. And the thing you probably do know him for is Seasons in the Sun, which was recently number one, I believe. Which unfortunately suffered terribly at the hands of his translators. And the verse they always refused to leave out of the Seasons in the Sun is, everybody knows it's about a man on his deathbed soon saying, "Goodbye, my friend, it's hard to die." There's a verse on the original which he's saying to his friend, "You've been my best friend, it's hard to die. I know you've been sleeping all my life. If it makes you both happy, please continue to do so. And don't feel guilty."
Despite the warmness of the welcome, in inns and hostels capped with snow, despite the patience of the wives when children fight and won't let go, despite the barroom's sweet reception, where we refuel with bitter wine, why should it be that a man gets bored? Despite the village lying peaceful beneath the trembling chapel bells, but does the devil sleep beneath the Bible? Does the king know how to pray? Despite the village lying peaceful, from wide of dawn to wide of sleep, why should it be that a man gets bored? In spite of all that's left to dream, in spite of all that's left to know, and all the wolves still left to slay, and all the springtimes left to toast, yet in despair or desperation, there's still so much left to surprise. So why should it be that a man gets bored? Despite our willingness to cheat, to be a spade and play the heart, to face the fear and play again, to be a devil and play a flower, although it helps the time move faster, good year or bad gone in an hour, so why should it be that a man gets bored?
Welsh, with you. Send on muddy boots, don't we? called Annabelle. quite appropriate because I promised I wouldn't do that, and this next song is about breaking promises. It's called A Little Something for Your Trolls. And if you think we've been quiet till now, you won't believe it is.
Dig another for the guilt that I've unearthed. I cannot cleanse my conscience when I wash my hands in dirt. So for all the times I turned on you and dragged you through the mud, I'm giving you my heart, a little something for your trouble. Tried to build a house that could accommodate my crimes, with walls a mile thick to hide my tantrums and my lies. But I could not drag my devils from my angels, though I tried. And when I locked the door, I found my whole self trapped inside. So for all the times I shut you out or tried to wall you in, I'm giving you my love, something for your troubles. If you can, I'll try to walk an honest mile, but I'm not an honest man. So for all the times I lied to you just to lie with you again, I'm giving you my word, a little something for your trouble.
Yeah. And it was written, I wrote the words, and I started working with a friend of mine who was into science. And I've only been really, really into the arts. And he turned me on to the poetry of science. So this was an attempt to write a mathematical love song. It's called Trigonometry.
Greenwich Mean Time is mean to me. I mean, time is too fast to see. Many seasons and many loves. As if your love is not enough. From southern breeze to an orphan snow. There's a line that I must toe. Other girls fall in between to tempt me from this pantsery. But you turn me 55 degrees from that angle, I can plainly see all my crimes and misogyny, trigonometry. Now we all know where the sun is set, because it's never faulted yet. But chaos theory says that it might defy the law, stay out all night. 'Cause even nature can break the law, and I'm only human after all. So if I'm unfaithful and sometimes cruel, that's the exception that proves the rule. But you turn me 55 degrees, and from that angle I can plainly see all my crimes and misogyny, trigonometry. Its own shackles, the red brick that swallowed the green. It's no place for one of such beauty. The poison will soon reach your heart. They'll scuffle your shine till it's blackened. Come take your chances with me. I wanna take you down to the river and follow the source to the mouth. And there we'll steal a boat and follow the vapor trail south. Way to citrus and saffron, terracotta and umber and green, where the sun will greet us as strangers, with our skin as pale as the moon. To somewhere they won't understand us. You can talk only to me, to where there are windows that open, where there's no shit in the sea. I wanna take you down to the river, follow the source to my. There we'll steal a boat and follow the paper trail south. I want to show you better than this, more than good laugh, rope and a kiss. I want to steal you away from this halogen night and show you there were stars that sparkle just as bright as you. I wanna take you down to the river and follow the source to the mouth. Under your skin like a splinter, can work through the veins and permanently lodge in your brain. I wouldn't want something I said to hurt you and mess up your head. So just for you, I have written this song without words. You misunderstand.
Thanks to Morgan for the pictures, Stevie S and Fonzie at Town for the Fonzies. You'll find them all and many more discerning listeners from America, Europe, and even the UK on Paul Ironfield's message board at www.paularonfield.com. Also, hi to Adam Kirk in San Francisco, and a big thanks to Paul, Jake, JC, Trevor and Barclay for all the fine gigs thus far, including the Borderline, Bush Hall and in the halls of Tennyson at Freshwater. Have a grand one at Glastonbury and keep riding on a smile. This is Walter Otter, aka Ragamuffin Mike and Ragamuffin Brian, wishing you good night.
tomorrow. Just a twinkle from the roadside, like ticker tape after parade.